mis antiguas soledades, placeres tristes, amores fríos, delicadezas manipuladoras. Prefiero abrazar el caos, oler sexos descerebrados, besar cuerpos ensangrentados, porque dentro de estos cuerpos todo es eterno, mi amor.
Oh, I just want to go on record as saying I think that that song is terrific, if you wanted my opinion on it. Let's listen to some down-tempo, baffling dance music, if you'd like, here on The Bro.
MRG Concerts presents East Indian.
Thank you.
Presents East India Youth with guests at the Fox Cabaret Wednesday, May 6th. From England, English electronic musician tours in support of his upcoming album, Culture of Volume. Doors open at 8 p.m. Tickets available at northerntickets.com, Red Cat Records, and Zulu Records.
The 2015 Versus Festival of Words is bigger and better than ever. Over 30 events and more than 100 spoken word artists performing April 23rd to May 3rd. Featuring Lucia Mish, Morgan Purvis, Denise Froman, and Dominique Ashaid. Plus, Hullabaloo, the BC Youth Poetry Slam Championships. Check out workshops, panel discussions, masterclasses, and watch out for words flying out of people's faces. For festival passes and more information, go to versusfestival.ca.
And that is overwhelming. Just sensory overload. Anyhow, he's very excited. Versus festival going on right now. Lots of stuff to go do and see and listen to. What did we hear before that brief break? You heard from Morning Coup. I believe I've seen Morning Coup perform. And it's a three-piece when I've seen them perform, but I believe it is a solo project. I do not remember the woman's name who does Morning Coup, but I believe it is her solo project, originally from Victoria. Very good kind of electronic, I don't know, alternative electronic music. Coming out with an album in July, I believe, first physical release from Morning Coup. So that's very exciting. And she played on Saturday, this past Saturday, for a Music Waste fundraiser, possibly one of the last Music Waste fundraisers before the actual festival at the beginning of June. So get excited. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This show is called The Burrow. Awaiting my guest, who is just coming in now, Jesse from Mormon Crosses. So, as we figure out this transition here, I'm going to play a song by Channels 3 and 4, and we will get into that a little bit later here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
We're
This microphone button. All right, we are back on CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Burrow, and I am joined in studio by Jesse from Mormon Crosses. How are you doing, Jesse?
I'm doing really good.
Doing all right?
Yeah.
And we just heard from a couple of bands that you are involved with. First, Channels 3 and 4, mm-hmm. and then just heard Mormon Cross's track called At Daylight. Is that?
Yeah, that's something new that we just did as a demo.
Great. And you guys, as in Mormon Crosses, are playing this Saturday at the Fox Cabaret. Mm-hmm.
I know. I never played there. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a good venue for shows.
I like it.
And you're playing with Neil Haggerty from Pussy Galore and other bands. And,
yeah, that's insane.
Is that a influence of yours? Any sense or
not necessarily an influence? I mean, I when I was a teenager, yeah, I loved Pussy Galore, but I don't really take too much like garage rock stuff as like influence. But yeah, I've been checking out Howling Hex because I've seen that name around forever, but so I wanted to check out some of his new stuff and I like it a lot. Yeah,
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
I'm really excited for this show.
Yeah,
it's insane to think that like I had a poster, you know, like in my room when I was a teenager, and like it's weird to think that
you
get to play with people like that. It's cool.
Yeah, it's great. And then Gretchen Snake's band, which I guess is a debut. Do you know anything about the band? Is this a mystery that
is? Yeah, Brody's kind of kept it secret. I mean, I've known Brody for a really long time, and he's always like working on like these like 4-track recordings, and he's amazing. He's an incredible songwriter. So yeah, I don't really know the people that he's playing with. He's kind of kept it like as a mystery. So yeah, I mean, I'm really excited for that. That'll be really cool.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And you guys at least recently, last year, did a tour and came out with some tapes from that. Is the last thing I've seen online that you guys have released.
Yeah,
we did
a few tours, and every time we go on tour, we make a new release of just demos, stuff that we're working on. Mm-hmm. We don't really have like anything like we haven't like made like a album or something yet. But
Right. Yeah,
I kind of want to wait on that. I like the idea of just, you know, waiting a while and like working really hard on an album, which is something that normally I don't really do. So it'll be exciting to just like keep writing and like just make the best album that we can. But yeah, I mean, we just still put out some demos in the meantime and just give people something to take home.
And the band name Mormon Crosses, are there sacrilegious undertones to this?
Well, I came up with the name when I was on tour with my other band Twin Crystals, and we were playing in Salt Lake City, and we played at a venue like 100 feet away from the big Church of Jesus Latter-day Saints or whatever. And Salt Lake City was insane. I'd never felt this crazy, like, bad moon energy power that was going on. Everybody had a simultaneous breakdown, all 7 of us on tour, and it was like, it was really weird. And then this weird, or not weird, but like this like non-Mormon girl came up while a few of us were crying in the alley and offered us some weed to, and she saved the trip. And yeah, I don't know if it's special, but Salt Lake City, there was just an energy about it. And like, Mormons don't wear crosses, they don't believe in a cross, so our name, I mean, is nothing, right?
It's meaningless, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's nothing. And a lot of people don't, in music, they really don't, like, play around with, like, religion. Like, everyone's really afraid of it. Like, it's either, like, really like cheesy, like 666, like devil horns yeah. up in the air or something, or else just like Michael W. Smith, like Christian pop or whatever, you know? And like, I mean, so I just, yeah, I mean, I like to fuck around with religion. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's such a weird thing. And it's like so taboo, and it's like people are really afraid of it. So like, yeah, I really wanted to name this band just Mormon Crosses. And yeah, I mean, we get asked about our name all the time, and a lot of people don't know that Mormons don't wear crosses. Right. So they, and our Facebook page, we like every other day we get some Mormon person that just likes our page just because they seem to like anything Mormon. So yeah, but we don't sing about like, we're not bashing right. Mormonism right, or right, anything right. like that. Yeah. Like, I respect everybody. And yeah. Yeah, I have my neighbors across the street. It's like a house full of teen Mormon boys going on a mission. So every few months there's like a new group of boys in suits, and they always ask me, you know, about, do I know?
Yeah, have you heard about this?
Yeah, and I always ask them about the cross, because I know that we get asked about it all the time, and I never want to like, I want to at least know like some of the history like behind it, mm-hmm. you know, like, so I don't yeah. make up a joke answer right, or something.
Right. Yeah. All right. So, you brought a bunch of music in today,
mm-hmm.
a bunch of records here, to get started on the next set. I've got a Twin Crystals track pulled up.
Is cool. That,
all right.
Which one?
Well, we got the LP here. I was going to play Suicide. Is that okay?
You like Suicide?
Yeah. Well, the concept it's of our, Suicide?
It, well, no. It's, it's our tribute to Spaceman 3 and Suicide. Like, you know, Spaceman 3?
Yeah.
Suicide, yeah. When they start off by saying, this song goes out to Alan Vega and Martin Rev. So this is like our blend of both those bands.
All right, great.
Let's do it.
Good way to go. All right, so this is, you're listening to The Burrow, and this is Suicide by Twin Crystals. We'll be right back.
Thought he could fool the fall with his imitation speeds, but he had not accounted for the psychic nose. He did not know there are no big shots on the rock, and even if there were, McGinty would not be among them.
This Tuesday, May 5th at the Media Club.
Seoul, with Ballet School and Moo.
Featuring ambient pop from Montreal and alt pop from Berlin.
Come through to the Media Club this Tuesday, May 5th.
Doors at 8 p.m.
Tickets on sale online at Northern Tickets.
Brought to you by MRG and CITR 101.9 FM.
Beppy Chris Band presents difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
And that was Slow Dive here on the Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM, joined in studio by Jesse of Mormon Crosses, etc. And a very good set of music. You have figured out the key to having a good show here on this program. You played a song by a band called The Fall.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that we heard?
That was Pat Tripp Dispenser.
Off of the single with Creep.
Yeah, it's a double A-side, Creep and Pat Tripp Dispenser. It's just a 7-inch, but there's a 12-inch with four songs.
And what?
This was from, I think it was from 1984. It was right around the Wonderful Frightening World.
Yeah, it has to be. So that'd be like 84, 85.
84, yeah.
What, if you could manage top three Fall records off the top of your head?
Oh, probably. Quick.
I go.
Probably.
Okay. I go.
Yeah, you go first.
Infotainment Scan, Hex Induction Hour, probably Grotesque. Maybe The Unutterable, but probably Grotesque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would probably go Hex Induction Hour, Shift Work, and. Probably, I'm going to go with, like, the Rough Trade Singles 3LP.
Okay.
Just so I can cover more territory.
Yeah, all right. And you told me they were coming out with a new record very soon.
Sublingual Tablet.
That's
I think thrilling. It comes out on the 11th. I'm pretty sure that's the day.
Thrilling news.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be out
there.
The
double LP has different mixes than the CD.
Great. So we heard The Fall opened with Twin Crystals, your kind of tribute to suicide. And we have lined up some more Vancouver artists. First, something that you worked on recently or did the recordings for?
Yeah, I have just like a little studio called Night Prison, and we recorded the new Group Vision album there. And... yeah, it was really great. It's the first recording. It's of the full band. Nick N213 has put out like maybe like 100 releases now, and so this is like a band playing like almost like greatest hits of songs from each of those 100 releases, and it turned out really good, and they're on tour right now. This is the third night of their tour. I think they're in Boise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. The wheat fields, maybe. The wheat fields of Boise. I know.
I've never been there.
That's just the vision I have in my head. And then you have some Skinny Puppy lined up afterwards.
Yeah, the reason why I moved to Vancouver.
All right. So that is what you're going to hear coming up here on the Burrow. And we'll try to get back and sneak in some more before the end of the hour here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Drop me my off-scene.
Still tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, tail end of a program called The Burrow. And thank you all out there for tuning in. My name is Andy Resto. I was joined this week by Jesse of Mormon Crosses and Channels 3 and 4, Twin Crystals, etc. We just heard another new Mormon Crosses track. Want to tell us a bit about that one?
That's an older track.
Okay.
That's something that we released. That's from our split or our tour cassette with White Lung. The song's called Our Language.
And so once more, just to inform the listeners, you guys are playing this Saturday at the Fox with the debut of the Gretchen Snakes Band and Neil Haggerty with the Howling Hex. So it should be very good. And is there anything you wanted to get out there? Anything you needed to, any promo you needed to do? Any people you needed to shout at or
I don't know. I think we already talked about the new fall record.
Well, so, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, that's why I came here, just to promote the fall.
It's the best thing I've heard in some time, so I'm very happy for the news.
Yeah, that would be really, really exciting. Yeah, I don't know. I just want to say thanks for having me. I love coming out here and getting to play records. And
yeah, thanks for coming. So to finish things off, by the way, if anybody's noticing, it is a little bit past 4 o'clock. Jade from A Little Bit of Soul is out of town for the summer, I believe, so we'll find a way to fill the gap until she is back. To close things off here, you've got White Lung lined up, their latest record Deep Fantasy, and you did a tour with them.
They were really nice to take us on and get to see their like perfect punk rock lifestyle playing big shows and stuff. It was really, really fun. It was amazing to see. Just, I mean, I've known those guys for a long time, you know, and so I mean, I've seen them every time they've ever played here, but you know, to see everybody come out to like a sold out show in New York to see White Lung like was insane. It made me tear up, and it was really hard to go on stage, and I was so proud of those guys like the entire time. And Kenny is the absolute best guitar player, and yeah, they're just, I can't say enough nice things about them. That was one of the best tours I'd ever been on. We all did not want it to end. It was, it was really, really special.
Cool. And so what track do we have?
I want to play Wrong Star.
All right.
This is, I begged Mish to let me sing every night, but
Didn't work out?
No, she would sing with us, but I mean, they have like a brand or something, and they can't have
brand
like
to protect
Mormon crosses destroying that brand.
All right, great. So yeah, thanks so much for coming on. And
yeah, thank you.
This is Wrong Star by White Lung to close the program.